Mitch McConnell delighted Congress passed $1.2 trillion so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill. By Sean Moran on November 8, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said Monday that he was delighted to hear Congress pass the $1.2 trillion so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, granting President Joe Biden a significant legislative victory. "I was delighted to hear that the House finally found a way to pass the infrastructure bill last week," McConnell, one of the 19 Senate Republicans to vote for the bill, said during an event in Northern Kentucky. "This will be the first time I've come up here in a quarter of a century when I thought maybe there was a way forward on the Brent Spence Bridge," he added. McConnell noted Kentucky will receive roughly $4.6 billion in infrastructure funding from the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, or the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, managed to pass the bill Friday night after 13 House Republicans gave Democrats the necessary votes. Reps. John Katko, RNY, Don Bacon, RNI, Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, Fred Upton, RMI, Adam Kinzinger, REAL, Don Young, RAK, Tom Reed, RNY, Chris Smith, RNJ, Andrew Garbarino, RNY, Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO, and Representative David McKinley, RWV, voted yes on the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill. These House Republicans gave Democrats enough votes for the bill to pass that it gave the progressive squad enough space not to vote for the bill. 19 Senate Republicans voted for the infrastructure bill. The Senate Republicans that voted with Democrats for the legislation include Dan Sullivan, RAK, Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, Mike Crapo, RID, Roy Blunt, RMO, Richard Burr, RNC, Deb Fisher, RNI, Lindsey Graham, RSC, Rob Portman, RO, Tom Tillis, RNC, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Jim Risch, RID, Chuck Grassley, RYA, Bill Cassidy, RLA, Kevin Cramer, RND, Roger Wicker, RMS, Mitch McConnell, RKY, John Hoeven, RND, Susan Collins, RMI, Mitt Romney, RUT. Despite McConnell's praise for the bill, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, found that the bill would add $256 billion to the deficit, and the Penn-Wharton budget model said the bill would add no significant level of economic growth. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.